There is a great need. It's been identified by a number of studies, and particularly we've seen a terrific response. I mean, our students have been asking this for a while. Our industry bodies have been stating that this is necessary. Now we've started advertising, we've immediately got, from industry mainly, terrific response.
Is that where the greatest concern lies for the South Pacific, that as the countries seek to develop, seek to grow their business and their commercial links, that cybercrime can undermine all that?
Well, it certainly could. We saw recently with the ransomware virus, the WannaCry, as it was called, that people who hadn't kept their systems protected, kept them up to date, were vulnerable. And it's not necessarily the obvious ones. That if we look in what happened in the UK there, we found that it was the National Health Service that suffered mostly.
Absolutely, yes. There have been some big hits in recent times, that's for sure. But I gather that the full picture in the Pacific may not actually be known, simply because there aren't too many computer emergency response teams, CERTs as they're called.
That's right, yes. There was the PAC CERT in the past, but currently the only one I've discovered as a CERT in Tonga. We're looking to reinstate the CERT in Fiji, but I think this program and with the renewed energy in this area, we have the opportunity to bring this forward, because one of the problems that's faced at the moment is we don't know what the situation is. People aren't necessarily prepared to go public and say, we've been attacked, and it can take anything up to 18 months before someone realizes that their system has been compromised. But with a computer emergency response team in place, a CERT, that's someone they can talk to, someone they can talk to confidentially and get advice and find out what's happening.
Is the absence of those response teams at the moment essentially down to a lack of expertise in the region, and hence the reason for your course, because you will start to plug that gap?
I think they will both work together and help do that. I think we do have sufficient expertise. It's one of those areas where you need to stay on top. Just saying that we have people who have got the expertise at the moment, it's an ongoing and continuous update that's required. And I think that our course is aimed at people who are practitioners. The aim is to ensure that they will be able to have the sort of necessary discussions with other people as part of this course and see where the real problems lie.
Would you anticipate drawing students exclusively from the South Pacific, or might they come from further afield, because you have international accreditation for other courses at the school?
Certainly, I think that will be the plan down the track. These courses will be offered in a blended mode, which means certainly across the South Pacific region, the countries that we serve, if there's enough people interested from different countries, we can run that course in that blended mode where online access is available. A fully online course is the way that to go for in the future. I've been talking to people here who've had to register with universities in Australia to find the fully online courses. So certainly once we've got this program underway, that's something we're looking for.
Is there an obvious danger, though, that your students, when they graduate, will have expertise which will be valued, obviously, in the Pacific, but will be valued by the business community elsewhere in the world, and they could be headhunted?
Well, that's going to happen anyway. That happens with our ICT students already. So the important thing is, I mean, there's some people who want to stay here and want to build up their businesses here. Certainly, if they wish to do that, they need to have on hand the opportunities for continuous professional development, as we call it, keeping up with their studies and ensuring that they remain at the height of their profession at all times.
How would you assess, based on the knowledge that you have, the state of cyber defence within the Pacific Island governments, and how much difference could a cohort graduating from your course make to those governments?
We haven't got an analysis of the amount of protection that's in place for different industry sectors. This is somewhere where ongoing research is required, and it's something we're supporting already at USP. Having students who come through this postgraduate diploma, some have already stated interest in doing master studies and PhDs. And I think down the track, there's been a few publications in this area, but down the track, we certainly need to investigate this further. It's an area where we don't have enough knowledge, and that's dangerous.